Well, welcome back to the Brave Plug. Today we are joined by Minister Viloshni and Overseer Romaine. Welcome, ladies, to the plug.
Thank you so much for having us tonight.
Yeah.
So I think, to start, I mean, we've got quite an important topic to speak about today. So it's the process of grief and sharing grief. So I think to start, obviously there's different stages when it comes to grief. You have your anger, denial, and most of all, acceptance. So could you ladies maybe share how you've navigated through those different stages?
First of all, for me, it was... more sadness, brokenhearted. I was never in denial because I've seen my loved one deteriorate through the months that he was. I lost my husband 2.5 years ago. So I've seen him go through the pain and the suffering of the sickness that he had. So I put God first in everything, going through the stages. The Holy Spirit was my comforter. He comforted me in everything. Mm-hmm. I seek guidance from Him. And that's how I overcame my pain and my hurt and my heartbrokenness.
Mm-hmm. So I think with me, it was lots of questions. My mom lived with me like forever, so she was always a part of my life.
Yes.
And the past year, she before she passed on, she wanted to move on her own.
Okay.
And when she moved on her own, we made sure she had the best care facility, etc. But then to me, it was like, when she passed on, why did I let her go? I shouldn't have. There were so many whys, there were so many questions. You know, would she have lived longer if she was with me? Would I have taken better care of her?
Yeah.
So it's so difficult right now because I'm still going through that grieving process.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I understand that she's in a better place.
Yes.
You know, God knows best.
Yeah.
And the hurts and the pain that I'm going through right now, just knowing that she's out of the torment, the mental illness, you know, it just brings me some comfort. But just missing her, knowing that she's no longer around, I think also, you know, these days when recently I wasn't feeling well, and I thought about her, because if she had been with me, she'll be fussing, bringing me tea, you know, home remedies, whatever. And sometimes, like, I just long to hear her voice, like, you know, sometimes I can even hear her voice calling me, you know, from her room. So, yeah, but I think she's in a better place and I've come to accept that.
I guess there's this part of the conversation which speaks to giving ourselves the permission to grieve. And it's obviously not something easy to do, because sometimes we can easily think about what was, think about the different memories, which are good to have, right? But how have you ladies kind of given yourselves the permission to grieve? How have you gone through grieving and amidst everything that you were responsible for? I mean, life does continue, but the memories that we have of our loved ones are treasured within us. So how have you ladies then given yourselves the permission to grieve?
I think allowing yourself to grieve is very crucial to any healing process.
Definitely.
You know, I allow myself to cry, allow myself to reminisce, allow myself, but I won't let the grief consume me because
that's
I know if I do, I'm going to go into a dark place, you know. And also I think that just allowing yourself that time and that space, and everybody grieves differently. And everybody's got a different time span to that grief. So maybe to me, like, I've accepted it, and my grieving process is, it may be shorter than somebody like losing some a mom that's quite young. You know. So
As I said, so grieving is a process. Everybody grieves differently. I also allowed myself to cry whenever I could, but I also went into the good times, the good memories. So I did what, you know, we did together as a as husband and wife, as a family. We went into the good space and we remembered their memories. So we cherished the memories of our loved ones. And also we lived their legacy of how we're going to, you know, what they would have done in this time, sharing in that time. And helping others. For me, the best way of grieving is to help others. I have helped others in so many ways that I put my pain away. Mm-hmm. And by helping others, your pain becomes easier. You don't even feel your pain. You don't even feel your grieving because you take comfort in helping others and going through the process that you, that you've been through, mm-hmm. that you don't even feel the pain of yourself. Mm-hmm. And God comforts you. Mm-hmm. Yes. The greatest comforter comes from the Holy Spirit, definitely. Who is Jesus, yeah. and He has comforted me in so many ways. Mm-hmm. And when I look at my children, they are my inspiration, so they give me reason mm-hmm. to drive every day, to wake up every day, to overcome the grief that, you know what, that mm-hmm. their father has left a legacy for us to live mm-hmm. and go on. Mm-hmm. And I work for an oncologist, so seeing oncology patients going through the process and knowing that people are going, that are far worse than what sometimes we go through,
yes.
and that takes. I take comfort helping them and guiding them through,
sure. Beautiful.
Through the process of the pain, and I feel comfortable in that, mm-hmm. and helping others makes me happy and overcome mm-hmm. my grief.
Mm-hmm. So, how did you find that the part that you said that helping others helped you? So, how did you identify that? Hey, maybe this is the thing that could ease me and kind of take me through my grieving process.
So at first, I asked the Lord, you know, what is it that you wanted me to do? Mm-hmm. Why am I going through this? Being a young widow and you know, losing someone that you live for so many years and going through the process. Mm-hmm. And when he passed on, and then I said, that is my calling, to help someone else that's going through the same process. So mm-hmm. I build a platform of prayer on a WhatsApp group, mm-hmm. and every day it's been for the last 3 years praying for others and sending my recording throughout, and it's gone as far as Dubai, mm-hmm. just to help and take comfort to others. Wow. That makes me, you know, to know that I could help someone and in their time of need and pain and suffering, mm-hmm. I find comfort and in that. Yeah. And
that's beautiful. And I guess with both of you said, support is just as important. It's of utmost importance. So, what strategies or support system did you guys find helpful during your time of grief?
I think with myself, support from family, from friends, from our church community.
Yes.
It's been a phenomenal. You know, the support, sharing experiences. And as Viloshni said, a few people have reached out to me, you know, where they've been experiencing parents that have dementia. Mm. And just encouraging them and yes. giving them advice provides comfort, you know, to me. So knowing that although we're going through our grieving process, we can assist others, you know, in every areas of our lives. Mm. We're always learning and we're always there to support others.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. I think it just reminds me of the scripture which says that joy comes in the morning.
Yes.
Because what both of you were saying is that you have found a newness or a new strength in helping others. So what may have been a sunset in your lives becomes a sunrise in others, and that you are able to empower them and you're able to put life in them as well. That's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, that's my biggest joy, that you see someone else, you know, more happy, to see someone else that can overcome the pain, the hurt, the brokenness, you know, that's the biggest joy that I could get, that we could be a render and help to someone. And for me, as to your question, Teslan,
yes.
I've had a lot of spiritual sisters that stood with me in my very darkest days, that we spent a lot of quality time together week after week, and, you know, edifying me, helping me to overcome my pain. In fact, we helped each other in trial times. And as Romaine said, the church and family and friends, so that made us stronger and gave us reason to live each day. And I think, as I said before, my children were my greatest inspiration. Mm-hmm. I've got strong children, and seeing their mother being strengthful, I think they have overcome this. Mm-hmm. The pain will always be there, The pain can never go away. It's how we work, live around the pain and live in their memory. That's the most important thing. Knowing that they're also in a better place. And we take comfort knowing that they knew Christ and they never gone to a lost eternity. There is death, you know, there is life after death. So that is our greatest comfort.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, so how have you then found ways to kind of memorialize the lives of your loved ones, or find ways to kind of, you know, think about them or be inspired by them in your life as you move forward? Maybe you can start, Minister Veloz.
So, living his legacy. My husband loved, he loved giving. He was very compassionate. He loved doing the winter drives, the Easter drives. So I love his legacy. I love his life. His life, his legacy lives on, that he will never be forgotten. So we live in his memory and move forward going down. And we, and that gives me the greatest joy, that knowing that this is what he would have wanted. So living in his memories. That's, I take comfort in that.
Yeah. And you're overseer.
You know what? My mom was big on celebrating life, you know. And every time I mourn her loss, then I think about her life, like celebrating her, whatever. And her memories, you know, her love for family, her zest for life. All of it contributes so much to who I am. I am, I think, because of her, you know, who she was. And she always had such a big heart, always giving, always entertaining, very hospitable. And I see I carry the same traits. my siblings often tease me that I got her over-friendliness. You know? Yeah, so just living out her legacy is such a joy. And just keeping her memory alive in the family.
That's beautiful. I think both of you are just living out the legacy of your loved ones, which I think is important. And then how has faith really played a role in your healing process?
Sure. I think if it hasn't been for God, I don't think I would have gotten through it thus far. I think the past 3 years has been so challenging. But, you know, his grace is more than sufficient.
Exactly.
There were days that I didn't know how I was going to get through it. And God always shows himself strong.
Even,
you know, in the Bible, it says there's a season for everything.
Yeah.
A time to be born and a time to die. And I've come to terms with it, that God knew that he was going to take, you know, my mom away.
Yeah.
And then also in Psalms 34 verse 18, it says that God is there for the brokenhearted, you know. And he's really been there for me, knowing that I'm not walking this journey alone.
Yes.
He's with me through my pain, my suffering. And also, if I look at the life of Job, I mean, he went through so much of grief.
Yes.
And he always trusted in the Lord. And that's like what I'm going through now, because after my mom died, Michelle passed away, and then a cousin of mine passed away about a month ago. And it was really, really hard on the family. And I said, you know, if Job could go through it and still trust in God, that's exactly the way I will walk, and just trust, put all my faith and trust in God. And I know he will see us through these difficult times.
Yeah, that's good.
For me, I found purpose in this. I found purpose that I could help others overcome this, you know, grief counseling, helping others to overcome, you know, there is life after death, you know, there is, you have to find purpose to live. And that is my greatest joy, to help someone else been through that. And as you said, not everybody can overcome it quickly. The process is very painful. Some can take years, some may never even overcome death and grief. So, when I think about how Jesus, he came in the form of humanity and died on the cross, he also had a mom that grieved for him. So, and he said, when I die, he left the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter, who is the greatest comforter that we could ever have, the peace of God that we could have to overcome every obstacle, or any challenge that we face. So that's what we, you know, to everyone out there, my word for you is In the book of Matthew 5:3 says, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Mm. So God is your greatest comforter. God is your greatest healer. Mm. And I never seeked outside counseling, but the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter. Mm. And it gave me a purpose to live life in a different light, and have more self-control of what I am going through and what God wants me to be and do in His kingdom.
Sure. Well, ladies, thank you so much. We have learned today that there is still purpose in grieving.
Yes.
And that we can be brave when we grieve as well, because God allows us opportunities to encounter other people that we can pour life into. Mm-hmm. But He also gives us His Holy Spirit, who is gifted to us. You know, we can rely that our hope is not disappointed, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom He has given to us. So thank you, ladies, so much for sharing your story so bravely. And we pray that God still continues to be your comfort, to be your strength, and to be your might.
Thank you for having us on the podcast, ladies. Thank you so much. God bless.